Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
How's everyone doing? Welcome back to another episode of Circle Time. I hope you're feeling extra circly out there today and that you're doing well whenever it is that you're listening to this. I was just going to say I'm Kelsey, but I think that that is pretty clear by now. But I am joined by a very special guest today. I'm not sure if you'll recognize them, but would you like to introduce yourself to the Circlers?
My name is Cody. I'm Kelsey's husband.
There you have it.
And thank you for having me once again.
My husband Cody is joining the circle again. Thank you so much for joining us. I figured that we needed to just do one more episode when it's just the two of us.
Yep.
Human-wise, because obviously Chili is here. If you're watching on video, I'm sure a cat will be joining us at one point or another throughout this.
He was up here. What happened?
I moved.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was in and amongst her sweater for a second there.
Yes. But I figured we should do one more episode with just Cody and I, like pre-birth and pre-knowing what it's actually like to be a parent of a human. Because we're starting my maternity leave soon. We have this episode, then we have just like one more solo episode of mine, a little 2023 recap, and then it's maternity leave.
Good idea.
Yeah, so we're getting down to the wire.
Mm-hmm.
And the next time you're back on, we will be parents.
That's crazy to think about.
Yeah. It's actually insane.
Yeah, there'll be a third co-host. We're going to set that little fucker up with a mic as soon as he's... It'd be so funny if throughout the episode you just heard like...
You might. Like, there might be a chance that I'm, like, recording and he's, like, in my little, like, in, like, a little
so
thing.
That's so cute to think about. Yeah, exposing to podcasts early, you know?
Well, someone was like, he's heard every episode you've done. Like, he's already a circler.
That's really cute.
I know. And I was like, he kind of is. Like, he has heard, especially because I've done so much recording this month. He is like so used to my voice at this point.
That's very true. That's really cute. I feel like most people don't. What's the like just the talking equivalent of serenade?
Is there yapping, one? I think it is.
Yeah, nailed that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one ever yaps to their baby as much as you probably
have.
He
is like, oh my God, shut the fuck
up. There she goes again. Oh my God.
Cool. We're doing this again.
Circle time again.
What the fuck are circlers? His first word is going to be circler.
What is a circle?
Oh, he has no idea.
He has no clue.
No, he's definitely the youngest circler. Ow. Oh, God. He is like.
Going crazy
moving.
In there.
Well, he knows.
He goes ape shit in there. He really does. It's crazy. When she lays there, it's just. We used to think it was crazy. Now it's like even crazier. Like her stomach will just go like, and then come back in.
It actually, like, there are just some times where it's like, is he trying to stand up straight?
Yeah. Oh my God. Think about that. He's standing up straight. He's like, shaking, like, just against the force. Like, he's like, just squatting your stomach.
Truly,
up.
I'm like, does he know he doesn't come out of my belly button? Like, the more and more that he tries to protrude through there, it's not going to work.
Maybe that's like how birth starts. Is he's like trying to figure it out. And he's like, I'm going to find a fucking exit eventually. I'm ready to get out of this thing. And he's like searching around, like just pushing on stuff.
I really,
and then eventually he's like, wait a minute. Oh, it's up here.
He's like, wait, I haven't moved my head.
Oh, yeah, fuck,
forward.
Okay. Wait, a bunch of water right here. I should probably break that.
He does like you know the song that's like, we're going on a bear hunt, and it's like, get through the forest, whatever.
Oh,
it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. I don't remember it. What remember it that. Is exactly, but like that's what he's trying to do, and he's like, oh, there's water right here. Bash the water out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's kind of what it feels like is happening right now. He's like, can't go through it. Talking about my belly button.
Gotta go.
Gotta go.
Gotta
out.
Break it.
Is that light I see? That's my, that means some.
Ah, yes.
My yeah. undercarriage is opening.
Oh, a vagina. Can't go around it. Gotta go through it. You singing that as you're like, ah, you know?
And he's just like, he's just having a good time. He's just singing songs yeah, and like doing yeah. a dance. He's like, why is everyone screaming in this fucking room?
Yeah, he's like, that sounds like there's some stress out there. Do I really want to get out there?
Oh, God. Well, it actually, like, lately I've just been feeling like, I don't know when he's going to arrive. None of us do. But I just lately I've been feeling, and I don't know if it's because I'm more like, ready for it, just like I'm like ready for him to be here or what, but lately I'm just like, I think he's gonna come early.
Yeah. I'm mad. Yeah, I trust your feelings about this. I don't really have, because I don't have like the intuition.
I don't think I have the intuition.
I kind of hope he comes on time, because just so we have like a little bit more time to get things ready. But I did install the car seat.
Cody installed the car seat in his car. We still have to do mine,
the base. Oh, yeah, I have to do your car.
Right.
We got two bases.
Yes. And one car seat that will just go in either base for now.
Yeah. So I did that, and it was actually easier than I expected.
I know, which is a little bit concerning. Yeah. I feel like we got to go to like the fire department and get it checked out.
Yeah, that's a thing. If you don't know that, fire departments, some of them.
Some of them, not all of them.
They do car seat checks for new parents.
Well, I did call a fire department, and he was like, that's more of like, traffic control, like, see, what was the word he, some acronym he used.
Oh,
like, but then,
like a station?
No, he was saying like, it's not so much for the fire department. It's more like the highway patrol people.
Right.
But then I did look into it more, and there is like specific fire stations that have like specific days where
car seat days,
basically, like, or they have like, checks and then you just have to make an appointment, and they only do them at a certain time, but you just have to go and get it checked then.
Yeah, we should. I mean, it was like, it's made to be easy, but then you're like, oh fuck, did I, because there was a couple things like the there's like this like leverage arm that goes down to the ground,
right,
and it was like a little bit too high, so the car seat was like a little bit off the seat. But it seemed like it was installed right, and I had to like fuck around with it for a little bit to get it level, and I was like, oh, I would have never noticed that if I hadn't have like just sat there and thought about it for a little bit.
Right.
So that's probably what they do there. They just like, there are like easy mistakes that you can make.
Yeah. And
these are all things that you don't think about until you're going through it.
Right.
And then like, I would have never thought, what is it? What is a car seat check? I would have never thought that like fire departments, that's one of their things that they do for you. Yeah. But they do. And
thank God.
Yeah. Thank God they do.
I know some of you sweet circlers out there can relate. If you are anything like me, one of the hardest parts about becoming an adult was having to like learn how to book all of my own doctor appointments. You know what I mean? Entering adulthood and realizing that you can't just count on your parents to find the doctor for you and line up your appointments for you. It's scary. It's rough when you have to do it yourself. And now I'm going to be the parent and I'm going to have to make those appointments for someone else. But when I was first starting out, I would literally ask everyone I know for recommendations. Then I'd call the doctor's office. Then they would have a mile long wait list or they wouldn't take my insurance, whatever it was. It would always just lead to me Googling my symptoms for advice or listening to like not real health experts on TikTok because I was just searching for anything. And then I would spiral and get even more scared. But then I found ZocDoc. And ZocDoc is a free app where you can find amazing doctors and book appointments online. We're talking about booking appointments with thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, who are located near you, and treat almost any condition you're searching for. The average wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between 24 to 48 hours. I've even gotten a same-day appointment before, and now there's just no more anxiously calling a bunch of doctor's office receptionists. You book there right in the app with just a few taps. So easy. ZocDoc has saved me so much time and really so much anxiety. And I just know you Circlers would love it. Go to ZocDoc.com/CircleTime and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/CircleTime. ZocDoc.com/CircleTime.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I feel like it's time that we give you guys a little nursery update because, well, there isn't one.
Yeah.
Well, there's kind of one. I actually haven't talked to the Circlers at all about like our house update.
Okay.
I feel like we did talk about in one episode about how we wanted to like interior design ourselves.
Oh yeah, maybe we should update about that. I don't want to go in too much specifics of like this stuff that we're having to do or like, but basically, yeah, we're redesigning and we went on here and we were like, we're gonna do it ourselves.
Yeah.
And then
so we went on here, we were like, we're gonna do it ourselves. And you know,
shortly after that.
that really was the intention for sure. And but like also that was just, yeah, that was what we were planning on doing. And I mean, we found out we were having a baby about 2 weeks after we moved into this house.
Yeah.
So I think even when we were recording that episode, we knew I was pregnant.
Oh yeah.
But we still had a bit of false confidence on like being able to complete the task of decorating the entire house. And then as we started to like really actually think about it, we were like, I think it's time to bring in some professionals here because neither one of us was really getting the job done.
So we recorded that episode and I guess we like bought the couch and stuff and that was the beginning. That was like our like, oh, we can do this.
Yeah, we were feeling good.
And then I started making that Photoshop document.
Yeah.
Laying stuff down.
Yep.
And like, you know, our sort of like the kitchen and the where we eat and then the living room are like all one area. So like it started getting very complicated very quickly and things just like started not feeling cohesive. And I was like, I'm completely out of my element here.
Right.
And I would show it to you and I'd be like, does it look good? And you're like, yeah.
I think so. But then then we're like, okay, well, I guess we should order it, but should we need to measure, we need to do this. Like there was just a lot of like there's a lot more that goes into it, obviously, that we didn't like think about.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And like there is a, like, it's a full-time job.
It really is.
Yeah.
If you want to do a really good job where like everything looks.
Yes.
We want to do this and then not do it again.
That's the thing. And I think we like, it's different. Like this to us is like our forever home, you know? And yeah. So like we want to make it right. And we want to like, we're down to like find stuff that we really like and like wait for the shipping. Like we really want to like do it right. And so it just all of a sudden was like, we're feeling like it's not right.
Yeah.
Basically.
And
we need to like, you know, have it. We need to like get a move on because we're having a baby.
Like that there, too. It was like, okay, now we have to worry about a nursery.
Right.
And I don't know. We just want to make this place feel really like us. So
exactly.
That.
Exactly. Which is what we like, talked about before.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that was our intention. Like we want this house to be like super fun, colorful, like just
inspiring,
funky, inspiring, yeah. So that when he comes into the world, he comes into this like colorful place and
right.
You know, it's,
he's not scared to like express himself and like whatever he likes.
And, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And I guess, so I will say in our defense.
Yes.
Like, you know, when we originally were talking about designing, we were like, yeah, because our last house ended up not feeling super like us.
Right.
Because it was like basically entirely in the designer's hands. And we were just like very agreeable because we were like, we don't really know
agreeable.
What we're doing. So
yes.
Sure, we just wanted to look cohesive and good. And it did. And it ended up looking amazing.
And just, and to defend that home, because I loved our last
house. No, it was
house,
amazing.
We just didn't know what we wanted exactly.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like, we could have said no to a lot of things, but we were both like, yeah, that looks good.
Yeah.
Like we didn't know, like, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And now that we do know and we aren't scared to like inject our style and our opinion and stuff.
Yes.
By the way, our designers that we found are fucking amazing. They're so amazing.
Well,
and they're also,
we decided to work with interior designers.
Yes, we did. We eventually found some through like a long process and we were like, are taking this seriously. It's not just like, we really want this to end up being like very us.
Yes.
So they're super collaborative and we are purposely being collaborative. Like,
yeah,
we want this to feel like, where I was saying before, like special items and everything. And our ideas are, you know, that our ideas come to life.
Right.
As well as theirs.
Yes.
And I think a good example is like, I don't want to ruin this, but like did we talk about the wall with the cats in the last episode?
No.
So we have this like fuzzy wall.
It's
wallpaper that has like texture.
That sounds
on it.
Fuzzy wall sounds weird.
Like get them
fuzzy
to the
wall sounds like sex room.
So in our sex room,
yeah, we have this fuzzy wall. And, like,
fuzzy
cats
wall.
Hang from it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're turning that into the nursery. It's kind of like the progression of life. Our sex room. Then turns into the nursery.
Yeah, true. Yeah, yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Well, what are we going to use as our sex room, though?
I don't know.
The kitchen?
Maybe. No. No,
no, no. Okay, it's not a sex room. It's
not a sex room.
It's just a hallway, but the wallpaper on it has a texture.
The wallpaper is textured. And by the way, just to clarify, we don't have a sex room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We don't have a sex yet. That's part of the new design.
It's part of the new design.
that's the one idea that
we had to get designers in because we wanted a really good sex
yeah,
room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We want a swing in there. We need some some chains, definitely some swingers masks, you know, the whole deal. And okay, so this wall, it feels like a cat scratching post, sort of. So all of a sudden our cats started climbing the walls.
Yeah.
And I feel like normally people would be like super turned off by that. They'd be like, we got to get the cats off these fucking
right,
walls.
Right.
We were like, this is the coolest thing ever.
We love it. Like if you like wake up in the morning, they're like excited to see you. They'll like jump on the wall.
Or climb all the way up to the ceiling.
Yes. Or when we get
home.
They're
both hanging off the posts, like looking at you and you're like, oh,
thanks.
Like they're like eye level with you. Yeah, they're like, oh fuck yeah, you're awake.
Sometimes Brisket leans over for like a kiss.
Yeah.
And we like, I do a little smooch.
Yeah.
They're just like, they love it and like it brings them so much joy and then like it makes us happy because we're like, they like the wall.
Yeah.
Like, that's sweet.
And like our house is their like toy. I think that's like awesome.
Yeah, Totally.
So we said that we said like our cats climb the wall. So the designers are like, oh, we got to change that. We're like, no, we don't. We got to keep it. We got to
make
that.
Sure. Like the first wallpaper that they suggested, they were like, so the cats can stop climbing. So we'll change the wallpaper. And we were like, kind of like tail between our legs. I feel like we were like kind of bashful about it. Yeah, we were like, well, we actually really like they climbed the walls and we don't want them to stop. And we were like,
we kind of have a crazy idea, maybe. it actually was like a kind of like a learning, or it's been a process for us to like, you know, inject our, like be not uncomfortable speaking up. And
right.
Like,
right. No, we don't like that.
We don't like that.
Yeah.
Like, cause I think we're both very like, yep, cool. Yeah, sure. Sounds good.
Yeah. I think our wedding actually really helped with that.
Yeah.
I think planning our wedding, because like we knew that we wanted, like we weren't, it wasn't going to be anyone else's except for ours.
Yeah.
And I feel like planning our wedding helped a lot with that.
Yeah, I agree. So anyways,
we told them, we were like, we can change the wallpaper, but like,
it's gotta be textured.
Yeah. We were like, but can we see if we can get some that they can still climb?
And they're like, oh yeah, we love that. And
they were like, that's amazing. Yeah. Sure.
So we're like changing the wallpaper because this one's like ugly and the new one is textured. We're not like positive because there's no wallpaper sells. You know, like no one like markets their wallpaper as cat climbing wallpaper. Right. So like we kind of just have to hope that they'll still want to climb it.
Yeah.
We'll
cross your fingers.
Climate crisis.
What?
I said climate and then I was like, oh, climate crisis.
Okay. Well, that's okay. That's okay. Sometimes we
I'm just saying it's like to most
you
people.
Get to the
most
topic?
People, it would be a climate crisis. To us, it's not as much of a crisis.
Okay.
You know?
No, I totally get it.
Yeah. You know, I'm just kind of messing around.
No, you're feeling a little goofy here at certain circle time.
I always am on this podcast. This is like why I love coming on because I can
goof around.
This is the chillest podcast in the world.
Yeah, it actually is the chillest podcast
in
the world.
It is. I love it.
And I want it to be like that with everyone.
Well, what do you mean?
Like when every guest I have on, I want them to be like, oh.
I think
some people have told me that they just feel like we're like hanging out, which is what I want. Because I want like the circlers to feel like they're hanging out with us as well. Okay, so I already know that you all know how much I love this next sponsor, which is HelloFresh. If you've watched my videos for a long time or you've even listened to this podcast for a long time, you know that I have used HelloFresh for years and I really have zero plans of stopping anytime soon. It's no secret that Cody and I got married this year. We moved houses this year. We're about to have a baby boy this year or beginning of next year. Either way, like
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Life is pretty chaotic and fast-paced right now, especially during the holiday season. It just gets even more chaotic and fast-paced, and HelloFresh has seriously been a lifeline. A lot of the times when I get busy, I resort to ordering in or eating the same two meals on repeat. But by using HelloFresh, I get to take meal planning and grocery shopping off of my to-do list. And Cody and I get to enjoy an eclectic range of home-cooked seasonal meals every single week. And being able to enjoy just like a quality home-cooked meal with Cody during all of this chaos has made me so much happier than I thought it would and has relieved so much anxiety for the both of us and just brought us a lot of joy. HelloFresh does the hard part and Cody and I get to enjoy a good, delicious home-cooked meal. And when I say delicious, I truly mean it. I'm not lying when I tell you every single meal we've ever made from HelloFresh has been absolutely phenomenal. And I know life is busy for everyone during the holiday season, and that is why I know you will all love HelloFresh's 15-minute meals. It's a quick fix to help you get a wholesome meal on the table in less time than it takes to get delivery. You get to cut back on the time that you'd spend waiting at the grocery store checkout and spend the extra time on all of the other crazy holiday errands you have. Also, if you're hosting this holiday season, HelloFresh has got you covered. They have an array of crowd-pleasing charcuterie boards and photo-worthy desserts that will have your guests happy and full. Also, Green Chef and Every Plate is now owned by HelloFresh, so you can switch between the brands and enjoy an even wider array of meal plans to choose from with something for everyone. Both brands at a discount with use. You have to try. Truly, these meals are amazing. Go to HelloFresh.com/CircleTimeFree and use code CircleTimeFree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That means free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/CircleTimeFree with code CircleTimeFree. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Because we were planning on like expediting this process. Like we were all on board, us, our designers, everyone that was like working on the house was like, we're going to have this done by before, right before Christmas, right before the baby comes. So it was like kind of stressful because it's a lot to do. Like it was like a lot to do right before the baby came, but like, I was like, okay, cool. Whatever. We're going to make it work. But then because we wanted to do some like retiling and stuff in certain areas, like wallpapering, like we were just talking about. We had a contractor come and he noticed, well, who noticed it?
I think so. I forget who noticed it, but basically we found.
I noticed it.
Mold in our bathroom, but it's like not.
There was some mold in our bathroom and the contractor was like, oh, you should get that tested. And we were like, yes, we should. So we did.
She's pregnant. We're like, yes, let's get it tested right away.
Right. So we got it tested.
Like literally that day.
It's not like, it's not black mold and it's not.
But he was like, this will continue to be an issue.
There,
basically.
Yes.
You have to do construction basically, which is like. I feel like the story with every time you do anything like this, it's like, especially with an old house, like I think our house was built in the 50s or something like that. It's like, these are just like issues that you run into.
Right.
So he was like, you have to basically handle this right now. Otherwise it's going to turn into a worse issue, of course. So we were like, okay, well then this is great.
Right.
Before we have the kid.
Well, cause they were like, it's not black mold. So we could just work around it and it'll just kind of like be there. But then you're like still living in mold. And we were like, let's just get rid of the mold. Like they tested everywhere. It's just in our bathroom. So we were like, let's just get rid of the mold in our bathroom. But that just means that like we have to like tear a wall down and stuff. So we basically we've decided our plan is like we have kind of like a guest room.
Yeah.
Loft.
Yeah.
Of some
with
sort.
With a kitchen in it.
Yeah. It's like a guest. It's a guest, I guess, house, but it's like one giant room, basically. But there's a full kitchen, bathroom, washer, dryer, stuff like that. But it's all one big room.
And we're very lucky that we have this because.
Oh my God.
We didn't. I don't know.
I don't know what we would do.
Like we did. Like.
I think we'd move in with my parents.
Yeah. Probably.
Like I know.
Like we couldn't bring. Like, we have to handle this now.
Right. We can't bring the baby home and have, like construction going on in the house. Like,
yeah. It
just...
I guess we would have just delayed it a bit and dealt with the mold later, but then we can't use our bathroom.
I don't want him to be with the mold. Yeah. I don't want to be around the mold. Yeah. I don't know. It's just... We're so lucky that we have this other place. So we're basically moving into this, like, guest place. And... They're like, our interior designers are helping us out. They're going to like put some partitions up. So it like So it turns into like multiple rooms. And that is where like a makeshift nursery and like a makeshift bedroom for us will be for the time being. So that's where we're going to be living for like the baby's first couple months of life, which I think is the best case scenario. Honestly, he's going to be in our room, like in our room most of the time anyway. Like we're going to be in like one
room. It's going to be great.
It's going to be totally fine. We're really not too worried about it. I'd so much rather have the house like healthy for us to live in.
Yeah.
And not that it's not healthy for us to live in now, but just taken care of. That way, like when we bring him home to inside this house, it's like we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
You know?
So the nursery, the real nursery is also, we're building some like cabinets and stuff because there's no like storage
there's
no, like, in
closet
there right now.
In there,
so,
yeah.
So we're going to have a place to like hang his little clothes.
Yeah.
And we're going to have like a little crib area.
Right.
And stuff like that. So that'll be great, but that's not going to be at the beginning. But
yeah.
Which is fine anyways, because you usually just have the bassinet right by your bed anyways,
right,
for the first couple
months.
So.
Yeah. So it's going to be totally fine. That's our little like nursery slash house update, which I feel like will kind of be documented because like I'm going to be vlogging in December. You vlog, like people will see what's kind of going on. So
yep,
nice to like put a explanation to it.
Should we talk about last night?
Last night. What happened last night? Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Food chain?
Yeah, food chain. Chain fest.
Chain fest.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was a BDSM conference that we went
Stop,
to.
Stop, but
kidding,
you're
kidding. Well, we were talking about the sex room. So
I know, but people are going to like think we're serious.
Are they? I think we've been pretty clear that we were joking the whole time.
Yeah, maybe.
We don't have a sex room. It's a sex dungeon.
Okay, so anyway, that was our little house nursery update for you guys. I would love to talk about what we did last night. Last night.
Oh, but wait. Sorry. One more thing. Just to put a button on it, though.
Put a little pin.
I am very excited to see how everything comes together because, again, the plans are fucking amazing. And like the design plans. And it really is going to feel like us, I feel like.
I think so too.
Yeah,
and I'm really excited to like show everyone too because
yeah.
I want people to see it and like I feel like people will enjoy it. So, yeah.
So, that's sad to say that.
Thank you for closing that out. Now, I want to talk about last night.
Yeah.
Because Cody and I somehow got invited to Chain Fest, which we have to explain what that is.
We didn't even really know what it was. So, It's BJ Novak.
Yes.
I guess it was his idea. He like likes chain food a lot, like food from Chili's or from fast food places.
Don't we all?
I mean, I'm definitely a sucker for that.
Yeah.
And as are you. We both are.
We love it.
And like, I say this all the time. I'm like, there's Buffalo Wild Wings. Like I love going to Dave and Buster's and just drinking a big ass like margarita that costs too much and has 5,000 calories in it. I
oh
love
my God.
It.
Yeah, no, it's just there's something special.
Very
about
American
it.
About
Chili's.
It, you know?
We need to like dabble in Chili's more often.
Yeah,
I feel.
Remember when we used to go to Islands?
Yeah. Oh,
like
I love Islands
and Cheesecake Factory. I think we've talked about this before. It's like I think most people would agree with me.
There is
like
some
going,
beauty in it.
Yeah, there is. We like going to like you know obviously cool like boutique restaurants too,
right.
And that's always it's a different
it's
type
a different
of,
experience
it's a different type of joy you know
right.
This is more of like a you know what you're getting. It's the exact same every time
and everywhere.
Portions are massive,
like,
yeah, and
I
you can go to any fucking city.
You can go to Cheesecake Factory anywhere and it's gonna look the same inside.
Yeah.
And it's gonna have a goddamn book for the menu.
Yeah.
And it's gonna just feel like home.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. And so I guess this is it was BJ Novak's idea to like celebrate that.
Right.
And so he created this thing called Eat at Chain.
Chain, yeah.
Chain. And so they, every year now, I guess this is the first time they've done it. It was, they did like a chain fest and they had, so it was Jack in the Box, Sonic, Pizza Hut, Red Robin.
I think there was
Panda
Chili's.
Express, Chili's, and Dunkin' Donuts. And maybe that's
there
it.
There might have been more.
I think that's, oh, yeah, I think that was it. But they basically all did a custom food menu item that you can't get at the stores.
Yep.
And they all had little booths at this event. And you, so you could walk around and get all the food, basically.
Yeah.
And it was like a party at the same time.
Right.
And which is fucking awesome. Like, as soon as we
got the invite.
Yeah.
And we were like, this is like right up our alley. We obviously love food. We should have filmed a What Hot People Eat There.
No, I was thinking about that in the car when we parked. I was like, should we do an intro for it? Forgot. And then when we were inside, I was like, I'm kind of happy we didn't, because there's just no fucking way we could have filmed anything there.
Yeah.
It was so loud. And
that's true.
Every 5 seconds we were talking to someone
else. That's true. That's true. But so we got the invite and we were like, okay, this is right up our alley. We love eating. This stuff sounds great. Cause they kind of like hinted at like what was going to be there.
Yeah.
And they also were like, this person's going to be there. And this, like, all of these people have said that they're going. And so like, it's going to be awesome.
We saw the fact that it was a food thing. We were like, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll be there. 100%. And then we see like the list of confirmed guests and it's like John Mayer,
Chrissy Teigen.
And we were like, oh, it's like that type of
right.
Thing.
We were okay, like, okay, this is cool.
It's cool.
But like, you get invited to the, like, we've gotten invited to things like that before. And it says like, who's going to be like an award show, for example.
Yeah.
Like if you go to the AMAs, like Taylor Swift was at the AMAs. Like they could be like, guest appearance by Taylor Swift. I'm not going to be brushing shoulders with Taylor Swift anytime in that room.
Exactly. Or like the maybe it was like the Variety party or something like that. And it was like Sydney Sweeney and someone else. And they're like at this like private little booth where they
They'll be like, it's honoring Sydney Sweeney. And then like Sydney Sweeney has Sydney Sweeney's table and no one is allowed to be there except for Sydney Sweeney and the people
surrounded,
that she knows.
Yeah. Surrounded by security guards.
And it's like, you're just like, okay, we're
okay. I'm at the zoo and I'm like trying to get a glimpse.
Yeah. But like, so we were like, okay, like, cause I'm like, I see Chrissy Teigen's name and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be where Christine is. And Cody's like, she's probably going to go be in a different room the whole time. Like, don't get excited. But we get there and everybody's just amongst each other.
We walk by
John Mayer.
We walk by BJ, or no, we met BJ Novak. We talked to him for
insane.
A second. We fucking walk right by Nathan Fielder. These people are just all hanging. It was literally the first time out of like, in like 8 years I've been to LA.
Right.
Where that was the case, where it was like literally everywhere we looked, we were like, oh my God.
And we were like pretty starstruck the whole time. Like, I don't want to be like name droppy.
Neither do I, but I think
we were just like shocked because we were like, what? First of all, like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. I talked to Blake Griffin for like 20 minutes.
I know it was just like, oh, did they mean to invite us?
Yeah, I know.
Like, I was like, are you guys sure?
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't know. It was just crazy. And it was just like, there were like, I mean, I didn't talk to Chrissy Teigen because I got too scared, but like I could have, you know?
Yeah.
It could have happened.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And it'll haunt me forever.
I think you'll have another opportunity.
Okay. Maybe.
I feel like.
Well, it doesn't even matter. And just, it was really cool. And the food was like really good. And it was like the perfect place for a pregnant person to go, to be completely honest. Like,
yeah.
I have been feeling just kind of like a bottomless pit lately, food wise. And so I was excited to get my little paws on some good old food.
Yeah.
I think my favorite was Pizza Hut.
That
they
was
had
good.
Like a buffalo chicken pizza type of thing. And I love buffalo chicken.
Yeah.
Like Frank's Red Hot.
Yeah.
On some like shredded chicken.
Yeah.
Little ranch.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
You cannot go wrong.
I'm hungry now.
You're making me starving.
Hungry. God, what time is it? So funny. Our friends like invited us to
this restaurant.
And they're like, it's the best place ever. It's like,
they were like
pretty close to your spot. And we were like, what is it? And they're like, we're not telling you. You got to come with us.
Yeah. They were like,
we're like, okay, sure. That's great. We'll go.
They were like our friend, like she was so excited. She was like, wait, we have to take them to the place that we went to the other night. And her fiance is like, yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, we do. And then I'm like, oh, where is it? And she's like, we don't want to tell you. We don't want to ruin the surprise. And we're like, okay, cool. We're going like try something fun new. Yesterday, she's like, okay, let's like meet. She's like so excited. She doesn't even tell us the name of the place. She just sends us the address. So obviously we like
look it up.
Look it up. And we're like, oh no, we've been here.
We've been there like multiple times, but we don't know how to say it because like, they're like so pumped on it. And we're like, well, so what do we, what's the correct thing to do?
Yeah,
do
like,
we act
we
surprised when we walk
them.
In? Whoa.
No way. No, I think we have to tell.
And they got food here?
Yeah. But so we're going to do that tonight. And
so I'm so hungry. This is like in a second that we're leaving in like a half an hour probably. I'm
yeah, starving. Ish.
But anyways, yeah. So it is kind of funny. It is because when
what was your favorite thing that you ate? I said mine was the pizza. What was yours?
I think mine was the Red Robin burger.
Okay. Did you have Red Robin in Canada?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
I never had it growing up.
I would go growing up. And okay, yesterday they had all like the mascots for these restaurants, like the Jack in the Box, like Jack guy was there. And if you know anything about me, I don't know if I've ever shared this, but I really, really dislike when like people are dressed up as
things. Yeah, you do.
And so it kind of freaked me out because I kept doing these like parade of the mascots where like just like during the party, like these things would come parading through, one of them being Red Robin. And when I was a kid, we'd go to Red Robin and there was like once an hour, Red Robin would come out in the restaurant. And I actually like, I have like a vivid memory of me screaming and going under the table and being like, no, like freaking out. And so when I saw him last night, I was like, play cool.
Is that why you screamed and got under the table?
Yeah, we haven't talked about that until now.
Yeah, BJ was a little turned off by that.
No, but I felt like I was like facing a fear when like he walked through and I like didn't even shudder.
The Red Robin or BJ Novak?
Red Robin.
Red Robin, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was facing my fears last night.
Yeah. No,
but
I'm proud
burger,
of you.
The
I'm
burger
very proud
was
of you.
Really good.
The burger was good. It was delicious. And it is kind of funny. Like I was thinking this as I got there last night. I was like, it's funny that they're like doing this like festival to like honor like this corporations that have no problem getting customers.
Totally.
It's nice. And like, it's a little bit like, I feel like it is, you know, it's nice obviously to like go to local businesses and support like local food restaurants and
yes.
stuff like that.
Yes.
And then BJ
Small
was like, but
business.
Also we should be celebrating these like they massive should do corporations like, as well.
They should do like collabs with small businesses.
They should. Yeah, they should. That's a good point.
We should.
But there's no reason why one night we can't fucking
that?
Have Sonic and Panda Express in one night.
Right.
We all go to these places. Might
right.
as well go to it in a party environment as well. I don't know. I thought it was fun.
It was fun.
And they had Pepsi.
They did. Oh my
a lot
God.
Of Pepsi.
Wait. No, you guys. They had cherry Pepsi.
Yeah. And mango Pepsi.
Yeah. How was that, by the way?
Mango-y.
Yeah. Cody was like, do you want mango? I was like, no.
I was like, which one's your favorite? And the guy was like, I love mango. And I was like, I'll take your word for it. And then I sipped it and I was like, He was like, right? And I was like, yeah.
I was like, I want cherry. No wonder. Because I was like, I want cherry. And that he looked at me like I like killed someone.
Really?
The guy behind the thing.
He didn't choose mango?
He just gave me just such like this bitch.
Man, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. No, no, I got it.
Okay. Yeah,
he was like,
climate crisis.
Stop. Because like I said, I'll have cherry because I saw the can sitting there.
Yeah.
And he just stood there and stared. And then you were like, do you have cherry? And he was like, yeah. And then he like cracked it open and I was like,
he's pissed. I'm just a little disappointed. That's all.
My name is Chuck Mango, by the way. Like it's like his family's flavors, mango.
I'm the heir to the mango fortune. We invented the mango.
If your family is anything like mine, we love talking about old funny stories that have happened, especially during the holiday season. I feel like you hear so many stories that you've heard for years and years. And I don't know, I was just feeling like it was about time that those stories be documented somehow. And if you're kind of feeling the same way, I have the perfect gift idea for you, and that is Storyworth. Each week, Storyworth will email your loved one a single life-related question that you handpick from their collection, and all they have to do is reply to it. Then, after a year, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories, memories, any photos they share, and turn it into a hardcover book that just creates this amazing valued keepsake that'll mean the world to you and your whole family for years to come. I want my kids to be able to look back and see all of these stories for themselves and hear it from their grandma, my mom, or their grandpa, my dad. And I just think it's so special. The questions have great range from what is the bravest thing you've ever done to what's the farthest you've ever traveled. They'll get, like, my kids will get to know their family and their ancestors better than I could even explain, because it's coming straight from them. These questions are guaranteed to create a deep dive into your loved one's life. I'm really excited to give StoryWorth to my family members this year and have the physical books for Cody and mine's kids to read for years to come. So help your family share their story this holiday season with StoryWorth. Go to storyworth.com/circletime today and save $10 on your first purchase. That's storyworth.com/circletime to save $10 on your first purchase. storyworth.com/circletime. But yeah, it was fun.
It was one of those nights where I had about 30 good conversations.
Yeah, it was like everyone we were talking to was like, it was just fun. It was a good time.
Yeah, sometimes you go out.
No matter what social setting.
You just see people you don't really like and you're like just caught in bad conversations the whole night and you go home and you're like, why do I even go out?
Totally.
Well, last night was one of those nights, and it happens once, you know, in a blue moon, I feel like.
When you leave and you're like, yeah.
That was fucking worth it.
Yeah.
You come home and you're like, I had a blast. I had a really good time.
I agree. And again, it happens at the most random times. Like, I feel like it could even happen just like on a night. Like, when we were living in Venice, like there was like only like a few bars that we would go to. And like sometimes, does he see like our reflection, do you think?
I don't know.
Chili's barking.
What is it?
Chili, leave it. Okay. Like, I feel like you go to the bar and just sometimes it's awful. And then sometimes you leave and you're like, I want to go there every single night of my life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep.
It could happen anywhere, anytime.
Anywhere,
and
anytime.
And you never know
when it'll strike. You know?
I totally agree.
Yeah, totally. Last night was one of those nights.
It really was. It was a great time.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to play a game with you.
Okay.
Because I wanted to do something to celebrate us.
Okay.
As new parents.
Okay.
And we were having a little baby shower. We had like a nice little lunch with our friends, and then we're having like a little family baby shower. But we were not really like playing any games at them. So I thought it would be fun to play a game, just us.
Okay.
And we're going to play the game where it's like, who was bigger baby, mom or dad?
Wait, what?
Like, remember that game that we played at my bridal shower? But that one like kind of made me sad.
Which one?
The one that's like, who is a better cook? And then they're like, oh, it's Cody.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Yep.
That one at my bridal shower kind of stung.
Right, right. Okay.
Because Cody got chosen for every single one.
No,
except for like, who's messier?
No, that's not true. That's not true.
It felt like it. But, and I was kind of drunk. So now I'm nice and sober and we can play this game.
Okay.
And it's like, guess who?
Oh, okay. I like this.
Guess
who,
mommy or daddy?
Yep. Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to say it, and then we're going to go 3, 2, 1, and we're going to point. Or we can't point because this is a podcast.
Right.
We're going to say Kelsey, or we're going to say Cody.
Okay.
Okay. Who was the bigger baby at birth? 3, 2.
Wait, bigger physically?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah. What do you think that means?
like a wuss. Like who, like, just stop being a baby. Like, who's the biggest baby? Like, who cried the most?
No.
I don't know. That was my first like thought.
No.
When someone says stop being a big baby, you're okay. So like that means I'm like
taking on a whole new meaning now.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Who was the bigger baby, like weighed more?
Okay.
At birth.
Do we know the answer?
I think so.
I don't know how
guess.
Big I was.
You don't know how big you were?
No.
You don't know how much
my weight? No. I don't have no idea. 10 pounds?
It wasn't 10 pounds.
I'm kidding. I have no idea. But I was a pretty chunker.
How do you not know?
I don't know. Well, I mean, yeah, that's... What else is there?
Okay, well, I was 7 pounds, 1 ounce.
I think I was probably bigger.
Okay, I'm going Cody. Who is the easier baby? 1, 2, 3, Cody.
Cody.
Do you not get the game?
Like, I don't know what's happening.
I'm a little concerned that you're just kind of
saying what I'm saying, because like sometimes we're you look at me with like just like a glazed over look, and then you go, got it.
We're supposed to be.
No, you don't have it.
We're supposed to be saying at the same time. You're not giving me any time to think.
How long do you have to sit there and think? I said, who was the easier baby?
I had to think back. Was I an easy baby?
Okay, fine. I'll count down from five.
Were you an easy baby?
I'll count down from five.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Who was the easier baby?
Okay.
Five, four, three, two, one. Cody.
Cody.
How do you not get it? Oh, my God.
No, no, I do. I do. Move on to the next one.
Well, but do you want to like get into it?
Oh, sure. Sure. Well, you want to talk about it afterwards?
Yeah.
Okay.
If there needs explanation, and I feel like I need to defend myself in this because I'm not saying I was an easy baby.
Yeah.
I want to give some explanation.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because you didn't cry a lot, did you?
No, but I stopped breathing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I was on a breathing monitor for the first 6 months of my life. I had some sort of like apnea situation. It wasn't so much like my lungs didn't work. It was that I would forget to breathe and I would hold my breath, which I actually still do. But so my parents would have to like jolt me to like remind me to breathe. But I was on a breathing monitor and it would go off if I stopped breathing for the first 6 months. So I think I was just like, there was a lot that to keep their eye on me at all times.
Yeah. Stressful.
Yeah. So that's why I think you were the easier baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I was pretty standard. I had a couple ear infections that I know that kind of, I squealed a lot over those and they didn't know what the fuck was going on. But once that was solved.
And you were fine.
I think I was fine. I think I was just a fat little baby.
Just a little chunker.
Yeah. Little unit.
Yep. Okay. Who was the more challenging teenager? Five, four, three, two, one.
Kelsey?
Me?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying that because I wasn't a challenging at all.
I really wasn't either. I wasn't. I would say that like
I don't feel like you were.
I really wasn't, but like, I was also like, you know, like a 16-year-old girl. So there were like, I was kind of like emotional sometimes, but really I was like pretty easy. I think we both were like pretty chill.
Yeah. I didn't party
in college. I mean, in high school. Yeah. I didn't really like, I couldn't like lie to my parents. Like I could never.
Yeah.
So
neither. I drank like twice before I left for college, like in total. And other than that, I just played video games with my friends and I went to diving. I was always diving. So I just was never like, could get into trouble, basically.
I drank a little bit my senior year, but like my parents always knew.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't ever lie.
Yeah.
And I still really like, I have a hard time with that.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Okay. Who is more nervous about labor and delivery? Five, four, three, two, one.
Kelsey. Like, understandably so.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think I have a little bit more work to do than Cody during the whole thing, so, and it's, you know, my body, and it's just really kind of frightening, but...
You're gonna do great.
It's gonna be totally fine.
You're gonna be a champion, I know you.
I do, thank you. I do actually think...
You're sorry. Okay?
Sorry. The apnea is coming back strong.
Yeah, I gotta put her on a breathing monitor.
I think like the other day I was like kind of feeling like a little bit weird. We like my doctor like had us go to like the hospital to just like make sure that everything was good with the baby, which it totally was. And she was like not concerned at all. But like we just kind of like went to get checked basically. And it was very normal. Everything's all good.
Made it feel very real though.
Yes. But I will say like I was like pretty okay. Like I was like chilling.
Yeah.
Like I was telling like a couple of, my God, it's just too much.
You sound like Sam Sulek.
I don't know who that is.
He's this guy on like that does a lot of steroids. And so he like has trouble, like he like gets like out of breath very fast.
Oh, God.
I mean, like, I don't know if that's actually it or maybe that's just how he breathes, but that's what everyone says like in his videos. It's like he's just breathing so hard.
Sorry.
In his car, like his heart's like fucking struggling to get it. Like, we got this.
No, but like I was like telling a couple of my friends, like I was just like voice memoing them, and like my friend Jenna like responded and she was like, well, you seem really relaxed. So like it's because I was like, I'm just heading to the hospital. Just want to let you guys know what's going on. Like, I was, like, just kind of, I felt okay.
Yeah, good.
So I feel like in the moment, I'm going to be like, hopefully, as zen as I can.
Yeah, I think you will be.
Okay. Who told their family about the baby first? Well, we told them together.
Yeah.
But it was Cody's family that we told first. Mm-hmm. Because we found out, we've talked about this, we found out the day before we left for Australia. And so I wasn't going to see my parents before we left because we were leaving the next day. And I didn't want to just call them and tell them. And we would have never been able to tell Cody's parents in person had we waited.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of like the perfect storm.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we told, and then we told my parents like the day after we got back. So, and my family. I mean, my brother. Sorry, guys, I'm like burping, breathing, the whole nine yards coming out today. Who suggested the name for the baby? 3, 2, 1, me.
Kelsey? Okay.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. Okay. If you type it in on our text conversation.
No way.
You can see it. Yeah.
No way. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. That's awesome that we have a record of that.
Yep.
That's awesome. We should print that out.
It's pretty anticlimactic.
Yeah, but I mean,
also
like,
say
for
it like
him.
I'm like, do you like the name blank LOL? And you're like, LOL, weirdly I do.
Damn, I wasn't like, that's perfect. It's like,
oh my God, that's weird, our son.
Super weird name, but
yeah, we're both like the conversation's like, I'm like, I know. And then I'm like, I know, haha, ha, same, kind of weird. Like we're both like, can't believe we like this name.
We should not let him know about that, you know?
Don't watch this episode, buddy.
Well, it'll be so funny if we actually named him that.
No. For clarification, we do really love the name. I think it just at first, like it was a name that we like weren't thinking of. Like we had like a few names that we really liked and this was not one of them. And so, and like, we just, I think that's why we were like, huh, that's kind of weird of us.
Yeah. But then, it
but
just
now we,
felt
and then we
right.
like kept saying it and we were like, we kind of love it.
Yeah.
And we're still saying that we're not like making it official until he's actually born. Everybody wants to talk about this, huh?
Yeah.
All the animals have joined.
That little sniff.
Well, besides Ham, but the boys want to talk about it.
Look at that.
If you're watching on YouTube, Brisket is just making his presence known in the video. He is a star.
He's a little star.
But we're saying we don't want to make it official, but we also have no other like option. Like
yeah.
every name, other name that we like, we're like, okay, maybe we'll use that for the second baby.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about the name.
Yeah.
I love it. Weirdly enough.
Yeah. No, I love it too. Fuck.
What?
Damn it. I was going to make a joke there, but I can't even think of the, who's the guy that you hate? That you're always talking
God,
about.
I could get a list.
No,
out.
The guy that creeps you out that you're always talking
oh,
about.
Oh, stop it.
What's his name?
Teddy Perkins.
Oh, I was going to say. Actually, Teddy.
Teddy is
that's a great name.
My dog's
yeah,
name.
I know. That's a great
yeah,
name.
No, I know. Teddy is a great
little,
name.
Little Perkins.
Stop. We've talked about this with the Circlers.
Yeah, and I know we have. That's why I was going to make a joke that
scarred me for life.
Yeah. I was going to be like, yeah, and then, we, you know, just we both. Yeah, we just both have been saying Perkins. Oops. Oh, I just said the name.
I think we need to rewatch the episode.
What episode?
The Teddy Perkins episode.
Oh, of Circle Time?
No, of the show Atlanta.
I don't want to. I think
we need to. Just like to, for me.
So you can face the trauma?
I think right now it's so built up in my head
yeah.
that if I rewatch it, I could be like, oh, it's not that bad.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm down.
Okay.
I'm down. We're also talking about going to see Saltburn or whatever. And now like but my friend was like, they went and saw it. And then, so I text him, I'm like, was it good? And he was like, just go in.
It was Sam.
Yeah. Sam said this. He said, go in with no like preconceived notions. Don't look at anything. I'm like, okay, great. I have no problem doing that. I like going to movies like that.
Right.
Now I'm seeing all these TikToks of people that are like, just saw Saltburn and they're like scarred. And I'm like, what the
I think it's fine. Listen, I showed, so Sam and Nat are our friends who went to go see this movie. And I showed them Midsommar, mm-hmm. however you say it. And they were actually like very, very freaked out.
Okay.
And that movie is not bothersome to me mm-hmm. for whatever reason. I think it's such a great movie and it's bothersome, but like I can sleep at night. And I asked like, is it worse than Midsommar? And Nat was like, no.
Okay.
So I think we'll be fine.
Good.
Okay. Sorry, got a little off track there. Who wants more kids?
Oh, man. This is like, because I keep going back and forth. I'm like, I say, you know, I feel like in a social setting, I'm like, I want five.
You do keep tossing out five.
Yeah.
Which is more than I've ever considered. So I would maybe say you.
It's just like, it's one of those things where it's like the doing the ultra marathon on my birthday. It's like, oh, it'll be easier. And then you get out there and you start doing it and you're like, how the
fuck?
This is so much harder than I thought.
I think that we both know we want more than one.
Yeah.
That's the only thing we know for sure. We don't know what it's going to be like. It's all so unknown, so we can't really make that call yet.
Yeah, we got to see how we're...
But we want, like, our child to have a sibling.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Yeah. Who sings lullabies better?
3, 2, 1, Kelsey.
Me. I think Cody just knows that it would make me cry if he said himself.
No, you do. You sing to Chili, like, every day.
That's true. I don't think I'm ever going to stop singing when the baby's born.
That's great. That's great.
I can sing the Itsy Bitsy Spider in Spanish to him every single day.
What is it? Do it.
La araña pequeñita subió, subió, subió. Vino la lluvia y se la llevó. Salió el sol y todo lo secó. Y la araña pequeñita subió, subió, subió. Did you guys like that?
Ja, 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 ja.
Let me do the Spanish. I don't know if that
was great,
like,
though.
Correct,
be,
but I think it was...
Crazy,
good.
Our kid's gonna be bilingual because of that alone.
Bilingual.
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 Yes, that's what I said.
No, you added like 18 extra syllables in there.
Bilingual? I think it's that.
I think you're sounding it out too much.
I think we say it like that in Canada. I don't want to pull the Canada card.
I love the Canada
but
card.
That was always what it was growing up, bilingual.
You guys are crazy out
no,
there.
No, maybe I'm just stupid. Bilingual. now it sounds ridiculous. Bilingual.
Bilingual.
Yeah, he'll be bilingual.
He'll say sorry and sorry.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay, we can do one more. Who will take more pictures of the baby?
3, 2, 1, Kelsey.
You.
Ooh, really?
I think. I don't know.
I don't really take pictures of stuff.
I think you have to start because I want like pictures. Like I want, I feel like I'm going to take a lot of pictures of him, but I also want like pictures of, I'm going to take a lot of pictures of you with him, but like I want you to make sure you're taking like candids of me with him as well.
Yeah, I know.
I want some memes, you know?
I know the candid thing. I know that.
Yeah.
That you want candid shots.
<What does that mean?
laughs> Well, I mean like where every time we like go out, that's what you tell me before. It's
because
like, we'll get some pictures of me, but like
awkward.
Not pose. Like,
because I
some...
get too awkward taking pictures.
I totally understand, but that's what I'm saying.
I'm like, why? Well, I just say, like,
I know you want candids.
If you're looking at me and you think like, oh, she looks good. Thank you for thinking that. But also take a picture.
I know. Yeah. I understand that. It's burnt into my brain. That's why I know that I'm going to get some candid shots of you.
Thank
the baby.
God. Thank yeah. you. I appreciate that. Okay. We can stop there.
I'm having fun though.
I know I'm having fun too, but who will be the sillier parent? 3, 2, 1. Me?
Well, we're both pretty silly, I guess.
I think we'll be silly together.
Yeah.
And it'll just be fun.
We already are pretty silly together.
I know. So I feel like it's just going to amplify. Who will be the stricter parent? 3, 2, 1. Cody.
Me? Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Probably.
I think it's going to rotate. Like I feel like you'll be like strict off the bat.
Okay.
And I'll be like, no, let's like think about it. Then you'll be like, actually, you're right, it's fine. Then I'll be like, wait a second.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, because I'm gonna start overthinking.
Yeah.
And you're like gonna think the right amount.
Yeah.
And then like, well, you'll, I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like it's gonna switch off.
Yeah.
I feel like we're going to be a good balance.
Yeah, I agree.
I really agree. Like, I don't really doubt that.
I can see myself getting pissed about, like low grades and stuff like that.
See, I can't.
That's
see
what
that.
I'm saying. Like, I feel like I'm going to be that one where they're, like, going to be scared to tell me if they got, like, a D or whatever, even though that's fucking all I got in college anyways.
Maybe you'll...
But, like,
you'll
I would just be like, fucking why? Get your shit together.
Well, but there's a way to do that, like, appropriately, and a way to do that so they won't be scared of you.
I know.
And
I'm they're not going to be scared of
me. No, I know. But I think we'll figure it out. Like, I think, it, like, there's not one of us who's, like... Like, I think our parenting styles will be very similar.
Yeah.
In a good, like, very cohesive.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just not concerned about it.
All I want is for them to be, like, a superstar at a high-paying sport. That's, like, literally all I want.
So that's concerning.
I'm joking. It would be nice if that happened, but I'm just...
Of course, it would be nice for anyone.
It was a joke because it's like, I'm not going to be a strict parent. Yeah. I just want them to be like the next Tiger Woods. That's it. I'm just going to be out there with them every single day on the driving range or the tennis courts.
Stop.
Like forcing them to do drills. That's all it is.
No, I'm genuinely not concerned about that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Which I think is a very good sign.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
To raise a kid?
Yeah.
So am I.
With you?
So am I.
It's going to be, it's going to be great.
Yeah. It's going to be an absolute journey. I mean, I can't wait. I really can't wait. It's going to be awesome. And it's right around the corner.
I know. And the next time that we're talking on Circle Time, me and you, I think we'll have a child.
Yep.
Unless we say otherwise.
Unless we're like, fuck it. Let's do another episode.
Yeah.
Like
Part
right
two.
Now. Yeah. Not right now because we got to go, but
we have to go pretend that we're experiencing a restaurant for the first time to not
Should
hurt our friends' feelings. Let's practice. Whoa, what the hell is this place?
Holy fucking shit.
I think I read about this on places you really want to see in LA.
Yeah, like the 10 best places. It's number one.
Wait, you guys got a table here?
Yeah. I feel like we sound like we're being dicks. It's not like,
oh my god, we're not at all. Oh my god, now I feel terrible.
No, I think that came off. I feel like people are gonna be like, we get it. You like go to like nice places. It's not even that nice. It's just like,
it's just that we've heard of it.
We've just been there before. It's not even like an exclusive place or anything. It's just like this cool, quaint place.
I think we're gonna be surprised because we actually haven't been for dinner. So maybe it's
we won't even know. Yeah,
to be fair,
the first time that we went there, actually the first time that I went there,
we were
on a bike ride, and I told you about it. I was like, there's this fucking place.
It's true.
It's so cool.
It's true.
And then we went there together and we were like, this place is so enchanting.
It is enchanting as hell.
Yeah.
So they're right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Cody, before we say goodbye, I have to ask you a journal time because you are a guest.
Okay.
Give me a date, any date, and I'm going to ask you the question.
November 22nd.
Oh, your birthday. You're one of those.
What the fuck does that mean?
Well, I like to see which ones of my guests just like come up with a fun date or say their birthday.
Fuck, that's something that people do? I was like, it just happened. So I was like, it'd be kind of fun to see what the one on my birthday is.
Like, I don't know, February 4th. And then I'm like, oh, wait, those are anniversary. But I'm like, oh, that's not their birthday. And then sometimes they say their birthday and I'm like,
They're a narcissist.
They don't care enough to be creative. No, I'm just kidding. I love all of my guests.
You're a sociopath, huh?
Wait, this is actually hilarious.
Okay, what?
That this is the fucking question.
What?
How important is it to you to have good grades?
What? No way.
That's crazy.
What? Oh, for kids.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was for parents for a second.
No,
I was like,
no, it's like a journal for kids.
That's hilarious.
That's hilarious.
So I will say, am I answering this from the...
We have about 2% left on the camera.
Am I answering this from the perspective of my thought process in school or now? Like the adult equivalent of grades now?
I would just...
Because now I really care about like performing well in the shit that I do, but like...
Okay, but when you were in school?
I was just trying to like... I cared a lot about like being a good diver.
Yeah.
And being a frat star.
Ew.
I'm sorry. No, but I really cared about like social stuff and also like getting the most out of like social stuff and also being a good diver.
Makes sense. Yeah,
and I really wanted to be good in school. I just was not smart enough book wise.
I think you are very, very, very smart.
I just could not fucking
get it together. Like that was just not your top priority in school.
No, but I tried. I really tried so hard. And I just, all my computer science classes, I just was fucking, I just didn't get it. I was like, this is not for me. And it eventually became for me.
Right.
It just took me a while. I'm like a late, like it just takes me longer to like
Yeah.
Get understand shit in life, I feel like, generally.
But now so, you'd say it's important.
Yeah. So it was, it used to be important doing good in school for me, but like, I just couldn't. I tried really hard and I ended up with a 3.0 GPA when I graduated overall.
At least you graduated.
Yeah, I know. What was yours?
My GPA?
Yeah.
I think maybe like 3.7.
Nice. Fuck yeah.
Something like that. I did. I got a D in a class and it like really knocked down my GPA.
Yeah.
But
I got a bunch.
Something like that. Because I loved my classes so much. If you're watching on the video and it dies, sorry.
Yeah. And I will say I did well in high school, but my high school was easy. Like I didn't even know that prep school and
private
school.
My high school was hard. Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Like I didn't, I got to college and realized like all these kids have been doing this shit for like years. So they're prepared. And I was like, the amount of homework I had and everything, I was like, how the fuck? I just couldn't even mentally like wrap my head around how much work it was in college.
Right.
So that took a while to get used to that. I got some A's, but
that's okay. You figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all that matters.
Yeah.
You got by. All right, Cody. Well, thank you so much for joining.
Thanks, babe.
We love you in the circle, but I also love you.
I love you too.
As my husband.
And I love the circlers as well. Thanks for having me. Hopefully you enjoyed.
Yeah. Thank you for listening, you guys. We'll talk to you soon. We'll see you next time. I love you all so much. Bye. Thanks for listening.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.